in Sima Shin and Ches. We started Sefer Aleph. We finished Mechaber. We did not do the Ramah yet, and we did not do the Mishabur yet. Okay, so now, the Ramah really deals with a halacha which is predicated on Sif Beis. So I'm going to do the Mishabura on the Mechaber till now, and then we'll do Sif Beis, and then we'll go back and do the Ramah. Okay. Okay, Mishabur is the Dira. Dira is Adam Mitashmisha. So Dira can mean dwelling, or it can mean anything which is going to be used by the person. So we'll see later on in the Siman how to define that. Okay, so we said something which is not Hukul Dira, it's going Galos Pradesim. The purpose of enclosing them is Raklishmar Sapiris Vazroim Shibasoichim, is to protect the items inside. Or if you would have a karfev, which in the very precise usage, it was used to store things like Eitzim, etc. So you're not using them on a storage place which a person is keeping his daily items in, is could be called Herkav Ladira, because that's part of the Tashmish Odom. But something of this sort, which is like a prolonged term storage, that's not Herkav Ladira. Or begun in Sukkahs Shermim Shibasadis. So they would have these booths that they would make for the Shermim. So they're only made Lishmor. What's the learner? Sivkot and Gimel. The shermer will sit there. He might actually sleep there and dwell there for a period of time. It's not that the heck of the area is to facilitate their dira. It's their dira is there to facilitate the heck of the place. They're there to be sherm at the place, not that the place is enclosed to help them. So even though there's a sukkah, a sherm there, it's not a hook of the dira. If therefore, even if it has a roof, so it's mamash like a house, it's not considered a dira, which then you would say the area is hook of the dira. That this issue of a roof actually is mechalikas b'sharnim. When it has a roof, it's what status it has. And over here, Mishabura is being soisim like the shita that's still not called hukav adira. Fine. So also chacham. So these areas chazal hasher dala. Lava gav the minatara kol shemukav mechitzes. Is a son. We're talking about an area which has walls which are 10 fucking high. Abishi rechava kamakarim. Even though it's quite wide, who rishos a yachid gomer lemutal talta bekuloi. It's rishos a yachid, and there's no shadow of minarais. You're allowed to carry in there. It's rishos a yachid. That's minarais. We come walking chachamim also. The heck of Gadol, Yosim Beis Hasayim, Shal Hukav Adira, Chazal Asher it. When it's a very large area, and it's not Hukav Adira, Chazal Asher, Shudar Mekzaz, Rishal Zaram, on the Karmelis, it some way parallels in appearance, in perception, Rishal Zaram, on the Karmelis. And therefore, Chazal Rekoyser, Shal Letal Toba, Yosim Yar Ba'amas, Kamar Rishal Zaram, on the Karmelis. So now it gets this halacha, you cannot carry more than Dalat Amas. So how large is this area of Beis Hasayim? Shehu Shir Shivim. It's 70 Amos and 4 Tvachim. By 70 Amos and 4 Tvachim. So why is that? The Beis Sohu, Chamishim HaChamishim. We know that the size of one saw is 50 by 50. Dahanu Bein Kuloi Alpayim B'chamish Meos Amos. So that's 2,500 square amas. Beis HaSayim, who chemeshes alofim ama baruchim. So therefore, Beis HaSayim, which is double that, is 5,000 square amas. Shatzim is at sodom urbas. So that's a rectangle, 50 by 100, 50 wide, 100 long. If you turn that into a square, this 50 by 100 rectangle, you turn into a square. Rabaz, who be'erach shir shimim amma barbatwachim, erach al shimim amma barbatwachim reicha. So it ends up being 70 and amas by 70 amas and 4 twachim, by 70 amas and 4 twachim. Okay. Barbatwachim. The Mishnah Berurah says the truth is umat yosef really is it's a very small amount more than four tefachim. Kesher etzba be'erach, it's approximately the width of an etzba. So really, it's there are six etzba. There are four etzbos in a tefach. So really, it's 4.25 tefachim. Not four tefachim. The Melachoshel Askirim Neishu Mut. The Mishnah did not mention it because it's a very small amount. But it's not. We're not ignoring it halachically. It's a valid halachic point. And therefore, Melachosheleka Yosal Shiva Mama Barbo Tefachim Voice of Mashu. But to the Tatal, we really would, if we could be exactly precise, if this is measuring less than 70 amas, 4 tefachim, and an etzba squared, so you're allowed to carry the two bakulayos. This is an interesting point over here. The Mishmur quotes Kiddush Hanorach a few times. I can think of once in the Shabbos off the top of my head, and once over here, and another place in Hilchos Lulav, I think. Could be the other cases as well, but those are the three which popped into mind. So I'm Kiddush Hanorach Shekosev Lulafi Amas Shalonu Shem Gedolim. So the amas which we measure, our amas are larger. Our arms are larger. So he says that the difference is instead of being 70 by 70, it's 53 by 53, which is quite a discrepancy. It's almost double, right? Fine.
He just leaves that as a comment. He doesn't really.
He seems to accept it. He's quoting because he's accepting it.
He's accepting it.
Yeah.
And 70 by 70 is almost double 53 by 50.
Right.
It's almost a half. Almost
double a half. Well, 50 by 50 is half of 70 by 70. Right. So 53 by 53 is compared to 70 by 70 is not that much more. It's more, but it's not that much more. Okay. So Rashi, when he does this cheshbon, Rashi does it with the squares and the rectangles. Instead of doing it with the math. She says, if you picture you have two squares of 50 by 50, because base of Siam is two 50 by 50 squares. So you take one square, and you take the second square, and you divide it into five strips. Each one is 10 by 50. And you put one 10 by 50 here, one here, one here, and one here. So now you've used up 4/5 of the second square. You've added in... It's 70 by 70, but you don't have the corners. So the corners are 10 by 10. So you take the fifth strip, you divide it into five pieces of 10 by 10, you take four of them, you stick them in the corners. Now you have 70 by 70. So now you have this 10 amas by 10 amas square, which you need to then add. So as you divide it out, eventually you have to work it out into how many strips of tefachim it is. And that's how Rashi makes the calculations. So it's this long Rashi, which nowadays we just do it with the math, and we make life much easier. Okay. So if it's exactly 70, it's the shear of Beis Hasayim, you're allowed to carry it. More than that, you can't carry. So why the Chazal picked this shear? So they didn't want to answer this size because the Mishkan wasn't a makam of Dira, and it was a place where they carried, and that's clearly a place where they carried. So it's always like, we're not going to answer that amount. We're going to answer more than that. We're not going to answer that amount. It's not exactly the same, but there's a Taz. The Taz says the Yesod, that something which is mafurish in the Torah, laheter chazal can't also. Something which is explicit in the Torah says that chazal have a kind to answer things because of getter, etc. But something which is explicitly in the Torah says you could or should eat it. Chazal can't come along and say, no, you can't, or something of that sort. See, so here we have kamat mafurish in the Torah, that they can't read in their Mishkan, so chazal not going to answer that amount. But more than that already, they said that's too large. You can't carry that. Okay. So this is true. No matter what shape it is, whether it's a square, whether it's a rectangle, whether it's a circle, kabbas that chol aleka yosef mechameshas alafim betish baris less than what any enclosed area which doesn't have more than the 5,000 square amas. Based on Tish Burris' calculations, measurements, etc., it's not a problem. Bein shemokim ogel or meruba or ishar tzuris. Well, I don't care what shape it is. Okay, even if it's aruch mekatan, even if it's narrow, it's long and narrow. I can show you aruch meya aruch chamisha. Back to the side, the way the Mishkan was, it was 100 long and 50 wide. Okay. So that's again
chamishim.
Shu arlok kimeruba shel ayin bar arba tvachim. That's the rectangle which you can create out of the 70 by 70. I mean, obviously it works both ways. The more than double of rochbe. Now shel yehi akaponim arka yosim meya amo. So if the length is longer than 100 amas, means that it's going to be more than double the width. If it's very long, so that itself shapes it almost like a mishazrami. You travel it. Mishazrami is a narrow, long thing. So this parallels that to some extent. So the Chazal asked that. But I mean, Maya is doubled already the width. Yeah, but you know, again, the Mishkan, the case was mutter, so we're not going to ask in the case. More than that, we're going to ask. That's even if it's true. Ama achas. So it's 101, or well, whatever you do the math, right? 100 by 50 is double, and this is one more than that. So simply you would say 101 versus whatever the number is, right? That's more than, it'll end up being more than one amma. So it's 100, let's say 100.5 by 49.5, which is not true. But, so, okay. So Chazal asked whether it's an amma. Pachat min amma legozru. So if it is based aside, and the shape is artificial, and the length is one amma more than double the width, it's not just a little more, but it's a full amma's worth more than double the width, because I lasered it. Assuming that the area which is enclosed is based aside. Ben kulo leka based aside, will be in bezet. If the whole area is less than the base of Sinai, so then the fact that it's double, doesn't bother us. The Arka, Harbi Yosemi Ameyama, Mami went to the Talta Bakulai, Kosha Loka Bechitzes. So the fact that it's very, very long, but if the whole thing is less than Beis Sayim, doesn't bother us. It's only if it's Beis Sayim, which we said, that's okay, but not if it's shaped in the wrong way.
What do you mean by
that? That's what you're saying, it's long and narrow is a problem. So that's the problem if it's Beis Sayim. If it's Beis Sayim, we're not worried about the shape. Fine. Now the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel is going on weiter. I just want to take a look over here. This first Bir Halacha. So, I Mishnah Berurah Sharatzion that we saw about the Dira that we mentioned that it says Dira's Adam B'Tashmishov. Okay, so. That Diras Adam is pretty somewhat clear to us what Diras Adam means, but Tashmishav is going to be a little bit murky. What I mean, my Gina and my Pardis are also for my Tashmish. I'm going to eat the food. So what does Tashmish mean? Okay, V'nei B'masis and Reish Pirkin. So this is a mission in Erevin, second parak. Mavur, Kama the Worm, Shame Mukaf and Ladira. He gives an example of the things which are considered Mukaf Ladira. Dino deer, Visahar. So these are corrals. Umuksa. And Muksa was an area which they would set aside behind the houses where they would store things. Vichotzer. Mechet Pase Beiros. And the area which was they would include around a well. So that was all, these are considered Mukaf Ladira. Even though the area that encloses more than Sasayim, it's not a problem because they're Mukav Adira, as long as they have Baal Mechitzes. Even though they have no roof, they're Kasilga based Dira. Kosarashi Batayma Shaldabar. The Pasibir Rose Hobam, Mameyam Riam Lashia Sodom, Tashmish Dira Ma'al Yasahi. Providing water is part of the needs of a home. That's called Tashmish. That's called a valid Tashmish Adam, which we'll see later on. That's very clear in the Halacha. Later on in the Siman, that water in the you would have an area covered by water if it's water which is you can drink. It's potable. That's not considered a problem. That's considered Mukav Ladira because we need water. So Rashi says it's something which people use going in and out regularly. We need to explain this a little bit. So I get it. The chotzer is that you would store a lot, you would leave a lot of things in the chotzer, you would store things there, you would use them constantly in and out from the house. That's an extension of the house. That's mukav adira. That's part of the way a person would live. They need to have a place where they could access the things that they're using regularly. So that's called mukav adira. I get it. The Chamoy Kane Muksa, which Shura Chava Shachori about, the Muksa was a open area behind the houses. Shagam Shamunachim Sarke Dirose, El Shay Tashmisha Tarak Chamoy Chotzer. In general, the Muksa was not used as much as the Chotzer. But again, the point, it was there to have the items that you need, that you would go get them when you need them. Okay. So example, they would store wood over there. So sort of set aside out of their mind, because they didn't go there regularly. That's the word muksa. It doesn't mean muksa gabihel the Shabbos. It means sort of like set aside for the purpose of storage. But it was like sort of out of your, it was sort of set aside. It wasn't in the forefront of your usage. So the block of wood that you need to throw on the fire, you weren't storing in the rechava. You would bring that around to the chutz or something like that, and then or into the house and use it. And occasionally you would go out to the muksa and bring in more wood. But okay, that's my, so that's tashmish. That's considered still tashmish. I would never start my time up. But why are a deer and a sahar? So the different types of corralling the animals. Sahar was that they would deer. They would just corral the animals. Sahar, they would corral the animals with the purpose, with intent of the animals would fertilize the field. So they would make portable types of enclosures that they could corral the animals in area X, have them spend X amount of days there and fertilize that field. Then they would move and then do the same thing to another section of the field. So that was called a sar. So how in the world are those called Muk of the Deer? So learn the Gam Shom Abishainam Shaikh called the base. Even though you, the usages what you're using there are not home related. You would go in there constantly to check on the zevil levels. And meanwhile, you were there, you would milk the animals, you would shear the animals. Okay, that's considered makom dira. So anything which you go there regularly, now we're saying, even though it's not a tash bishadim in the classical sense, because it's much there, it's not that much different. Maintaining the animals is not that much different than maintaining the fruits, the gino. But since a person would go there regularly, in and out, that's called makom dira. Okay. Furthermore, b'tzorach loymar, no, sorry. B'tzorach loymar the Rashi, the Rechava eno doyma l'karfif. Now, the Gam Karfif also lahat the Shom Eitzim loyitzu kapirish Rashi kufut. So what's the difference between the Muksa, which you would store wood, and the Karfif, where you would store wood? Come on, kimash a Karfif, who chutz l'ir? The Rechava was a Chariyah Batim, it was almost right behind the house. The Karfif was outside of the city. When you put wood there, you weren't planning to retrieve it immediately because that's a waste of your effort to schlep it all the way out to this field to bring it back immediately. So obviously, you put there things that you're planning to use sometime in the future, not immediately. But the muksa is something which you're using constantly. That's you throw the wood you're going to be using on a daily basis. And occasionally you would go out to the karfif to bring in occasionally large amounts of wood. Okay. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, turn to the next page. Four lines down. Pida, right after the brackets. The Rebbeinu Yonason, Kosav, Bezalashonai. The Rebbeinu Yonason wrote, is the pirish around the rift that we have in Erevin. It's not the Ran, it's not the Mukhi Yosef, it's the Rebbeinu Yonason. Rabbi Yonasan wrote, "Bezalel Shana, dear, sheyesh machitzas abayis b'sechel roish shalehem." So he added in that the deer, the nature of the lady, would set it up. They would put a house there for the shepherd. Mashmin at the time of the deer, mishum the yesham deer sodom. He understands that the logic behind the deer is not because of tashmish of the autumn of the owner; it's a tashmish of the shepherd. It's enclosed for the shepherd. That's what he seems to be saying. When Masha came to pierce Rashi, we pointed out, doesn't look like that. Elam Kenisi, you see, it told me the shame, the shom, the topple, or doisam, sagi. Going there regularly to take care of what the animals which are there, that's also called a mukavadir. Henry Wall, Kashal, the Shano, Helva, Roya, Oman, Imahem, Shom, Tomid, Khoshak of the Dira, Akan. So this is Mashma Gam Ken Kamosha Barashim Mashum the Bahim Sham Tatar the Shamsham Lomishum Shesha Oid Sham Dira. So the he already sees the Ritva. The point is that he's there Tomid. Kamashum Boyd Ritva, but Khilut the word of Ayn Sham Hate. Okay.
better than the what was it called? Gorgon?
The Borgonin. He was the owner, wasn't there regularly. He would put sick this shomer out there just to keep an eye on everything.
And here it's the Rovex out there. Isn't that also a shomer? I mean, so some of their employees. It's a different kind of employee.
I'm not sure the point is the employee versus the owner. The point is the shomer is there to. The reason why I make the. Okay, the need of the animals, I think, is a constant need, and therefore you would be right there. You would constantly be overseeing them. So you're constantly going. The roy is going in and out. There's a constant presence of the place. A shomer basically sits there and keeps an eye in case something happens. So it's not like there's a tashim over there taking place.
The wolf, the deer, doesn't protect the roy. It's to prevent the animals from running away. It happens to be a roller there also. It doesn't mean the wolf. The wolf's not doing anything.
Right. That's what Rashi seems to learn. The main point is that the Tomid, the owner goes there, Tomid.
Right. But even there, the owner doesn't need the...
Correct. That's the Chiddush over here. Even though we're adding a new definition of Mukhladira. A place where a person goes regularly out of, in his regular daily chores, etc., becomes the way a person lives. So even though it's not there for him, it's him for them. Well, that's life. We life was... That was their job. That's part of the dira.
Right.
Taking care of the job in a certain sense.
Right, but then the Borgonin.
The Borgonin, there was there was no need for this constant in and out. He would stay there and just be there. Whereas according to Rashi, not according to Dwell, the point is the Borgonin I take out of my mind. I put somebody there for Shemira, but mitzad the owner, there's no constant usage. Whereas by the the deer, so you're constantly in and out.
Right, so now it's owner versus employee, Lechora.
I think the point is in and out.
Oh, in and out is better than
in.
Than,
yeah.
Than in.
The in and out means this is part of you live in your house and then you go out to work and you come back to the. That's what deer
right,
is.
Part of your deer, right?
That's what deer is.
Understood, but why isn't this the deer of the shomer?
He's clearly there. He's not there. To say, well, this is my deer.
Uh-huh.
He's there.
Right.
It's just echatim zba alma from the field.
It's like tough out to the real deer. So kind of
right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let's do sit bays. Then we'll go back to the remote. So he has the hook of the deer. So as far as we know, that the point should be hookup and you should be a dira. So we're going to add another kinesh that the hekev has to be done l'shem dira. So how do you decide that? Sif beis umanik your mukhav l'dira. So sheshabono b'beis dira. A sheposach lepesach mibeis. So yivachar kachak kefa. So your person built a home, or if the home was already there, he added an opening and then he enclosed the area. So the presence of the person was primary. It was there chronologically. It was there first, and then he enclosed the area around his dira. But imhoya mukav shel l'shem dira. But if the enclosure was already there without the house, so the enclosure wasn't l'shem dira. So the fact that you add a house afterwards doesn't make a mut. So what do you want to do? If what do you do in that situation? You had a nice big area which is enclosed, and now you want to add a dira there and make a mukav of a dira that you should carry there. Right, so lakiva the dira. So
what
the dira
lakiva uled?
Correct. So the answer is take down all the walls and then rebuild the walls the same dira, and it's mukav of a dira. Well, that's going to be overwhelming. Say nitzarach lifritz kol. You don't have to break open the whole wall. All you have to do is make a pirtza. Al yifritz by pirtza b'yersim me'asar. The definition of a pirtza, which now is considered not enclosed, if there's an opening more than 10 amos, up to 10 amos is considered a pesach. And every dira, you have access points, you have openings. That's how you live. Something that's totally enclosed is not a dira either. It's a tome. Right? So having an opening is not a problem. But at some point, it's too open, that's not enclosed. So Chazal put that shear at 10 amas. So up to 10 amas is considered a Pesach.
What's the tome? T-O-M-E?
T-O-M-B. T-O-M-E is a volume of a large book. But a T-O-M-B is where you place dead people. Tomb.
Tomb. Great.
Okay. So if you make an opening more than 10 amas, so now it appears that now it's not mukif. So you had the walls, you built the house, you break open this area, and then you don't close it again. Now it's mukif l'shem dira. So it means that the house is open into this area without an enclosure. Then you close up the pirza. Either cool the whole thing, or the truth is you don't even need the whole thing. Or you can just enclose enough of the pirza that it's no longer a pirza, it's a Pesach. So if it was 11 amas, so you close one amba, you rebuild one amba of the fence, and now you have a Pesach of 10, which is fine. That's an area, open area, which was enclosed. It was, at the time it was built, it was considered pesuach now. And now, it's enclosed, the shem dira. Because I gave a kula. It's a very nice idea, but you know, there's are practical problems with this approach. You have this wide open gap in your enclosure. Person was broke open an ama, and then he immediately enclosed, built it up again, and fenced it in. Because there part of ama, it's a mashagara. Then he did another next ama. Because there also came achashim lasara up to more than 10. Even though there was never an opening of 10 at one time, but the ma'isa there is now an area more than 10, which is new fence. And that fence was the shem dira. The ma'isa, so the area more than 10 has been enclosed the shem dira because there's already a dira there. So that's good enough. But in kashalav lifrat sakaisa, so the Ma'isa says, well, that's difficult breaking down these walls. We're quite solid, stone walls. Yesharman the Yochel Aniach offer Eitzel Akaisel Mishnei Tzadon Achis Ma'ir Akaisel Migav Asura. So raise the ground because the wall has to be 10 Tvachim high. So I raise the, I add dirt on both sides of the wall. So it's no longer. So now theoretically it's a piece. This is all like part of the ground with a little hump in the middle. So that's not a wall anymore. And Berechav offer Rachel Merbo, Berech Eser Amos, Berech Akosel. It has to be more than 10 Amos long on the wall. The width of the dirt on each side has to be more than 4 Tvachim wide, the length of more than 10. So then that's how it has to be. The main Begaybo offer Eser. In Kain Havi Kilo Parashamaka. So now that you, there's not the garb of the wall above the offer 10 Tvachim, it's like there's no wall anymore. Shanisha Sham Gavoya Asila Malim in the offer of the Havi Karkos Akarkiv. The offer is not part of the ground, and the wall is too short. Ravi Mukhazir Lakach Mishamacha Kacha offer, even when you take the dirt away afterwards. However, the Bilir Sham Shavas Achas is good enough. It's considered mukaf is that the wall was gone, and then so then when you take it away, so it's mukaf adira. V'yesh cholkim, the offer lahavi bittul elam kain ein osid lefanosil adam. The fact that you're pretending to remove it means you didn't really build up the ground. It's not part of the ground because your intent to take it away, which is what's going to make a mukaf adira, by definition makes it that it wasn't the bittul on the wall to start with. That's a mukaf. Okay, let's just go back and see the Ramah that we skipped. So now the Ramah says an interesting point. We're looking at the Ramah in Sif Aleph, which we didn't do yet. Din Stama Yoris Imukavas. If you have a walled city, and you want to know what came first? Did the wall come first, and then the houses? Or the houses and then the wall. So that's a big naftimino. It's considered mukaf adira or not.
Does it mean literally which was built first or with the intent?
Which was built first.
Even if I built these, this was the intent of the houses.
Okay. Now, V'yesh armim d'stam kafiva shalonu mikri kafiva mukavas l'dira. If I don't know which one came first, I have a right to assume that it was built in the right order. That's how they used to do it. There's a new point, which is not, this is not an order. It's a tashmish issue. That the same way we say the fact that it's close by, it's more accessible. It's considered therefore mukhav l'dira because, in the sense of using it. So similarly, if you have a karfif which is nearby to the person's home, by definition, it's considered mukhav l'dira because, since it's close enough, you'll end up using it for things, and that's part of the tashmishim of a person. The yeshkolkim is that, and the mishmar is going to say that we pass him like this. The yeshkolkim. Okay, let's hold it here.